Arena Blues. What a win!
I need professional help.
Sports Betting Weekly.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough.
I win here and I win there. Now what?
Sports Betting Weekly.
What a win!
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Let's just do it. Let's meet this thing head on. And you were in it to win it.
What about an education?
Sports Betting Weekly.
Wow, winning.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Call us with your winner. 858-202-0034.
Dollar, dollar. Welcome to Sports Betting Weekly. It's Saturday, 11 o'clock Eastern, and that means it is time to hear from the public. We're coming to you live from the ChampionshipFootballs.com studios. Just like we are the coolest show on sports radio guaranteed, ChampionshipFootballs.com is the coolest present they'll open that day guaranteed. I'm second half Chaz. I've got Steve helping us out on the board, and it is a full slate of football. Last week's NCAA schedule, Sloppy and I talked about it when we were doing our William Hill contest, was a little on the downside, but not this week. Over the next 60 minutes, we're going to cover as many opinions on as many games as 1 hour will handle. We want to know what the public is thinking, so give us a call, 858-202-0034. Again, it's 858-202-0034. If you cannot get through on the phone lines, and we have a packed show, a lot of special guests calling in. We got Billy Elvis from 93.1 The Fan in Ohio. We're going to do a 24-mile crossover segment. We've got Lorenzo from Arkansas on the line. We got Wes. We got Sloppy calling in Johnny D. Hopefully we'll hear from Mo. Tommy might wake up. Augustine from Rancho Bernardo is going to call. So let's hit the phones. Let's go out to Wes. Hey, Wes, a year makes a big difference, buddy.
Doesn't it? It's great.
It doesn't take much, but who is that? I think it's Jonathan from San Antonio. Same thing. He went 5-2, and the two picks he gave us were his two losers.
Yeah, it's been a great year. College has been pretty easy to see. The NFL threw some curveballs at us last week, but you get the curveballs, you just kind of take the dog, and usually you win in the NFL that way.
Right, and we talked about it. So what happens is when you've got guys in the pool going 11-4 and 11-5, Wes, you're talking to people that they're not getting lucky because they've done it before,
Exactly.
All right, so talk to us, buddy.
All right, I'm gonna give you another two this week.
Okay, but stop. Before we go any further, you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly. We've got Wes on, and he has right now, I'm not a big believer in jinxes, Wes. He's going for a perfect season. Talk to us.
I got two of them this week. The first one is an obvious one in college. We're gonna take Alabama. They're coming off a week where they just shut down a really good Western Kentucky offense. They beat them by 28, and Saban is angry with that performance. But Bama is not going to turn the ball over five times, and they want to light it up. I got it at 10. I think that's a gift. I would take Bama even at 17. They have quarterback play, and Ole Miss does not have the same running game as they did last year. And then in the NFL, I'm going with Tennessee. I got 6 points, and I think the 6 points is a gift. They're a little bit better defense than what Detroit faced last week in Indy, and I think Tennessee will get their running game going today. I don't know that they went outright, but Tennessee is going to keep it within six.
There you go. All right, Wes, going for 5-0 start. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good week, boys.
All right, so we're going to go out right now to Ohio. We're going to go to 93.1 The Fan, but if Steve can help us out, we're going to get both Billy and Mo on at the same time.
Oh, really? Mo's going to join us, too.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. as it's radio.
How you doing, pal?
Good. Well, you know what? Again, congratulations. Moneyline Marvin is our buddy from Vegas. And last year, Billy Elvis, he literally hit like 70% of the picks he gave us. I'm not kidding you. I'm not talking about making up numbers here. Huh? I got spreadsheets. I don't even do the math, Billy. I just have the spreadsheet do the math for me. But you keep giving out money lines, you might take his nomer, man.
Well, you know, I think I might quit while I'm ahead. I did pretty well with that analysis of the Lions and the Colts game, didn't I?
I walked out of the ocean one day a couple weeks back. My wife said, what are you doing? I said, Vic, I was body surfing, Billy. I got a perfect ride. I quit. You got to quit when you're ahead sometimes.
Take the money and walk out
you
the door.
You got it,
right?
Baby. All right, so talk to us. You got some big games this weekend. Now, remember, Billy, from the beginning of the show this year, from August 27th, these guys have been talking this game, OU, Ohio State. What do you think?
Well, I tell you what. It was an obvious, stupid move by the backup QB, whom nobody remembers his name, but they know he's the backup QB for the Sooners, who spouted off saying Baker Mayfield was going to carve up that Buckeye defense. I'm going to tell you, I talked to Tony Gerdeman at theozone.net, senior Ohio State writer, inside the locker room every day at every game. And he's like, don't think for a second Herb and Greg Schiano, defensive coordinator, didn't use that as bulletin board material to pump up those Buckeyes. And you know what? Do you really need those kind of things to pump up your team for a big game like this on the road in Norman? Not necessarily, but it helps.
There you go. So what do you think, Mo? We're going out to Mo from the Mo Radio Show. What do you think, Mo? Big game.
Well, here's the problem for me for Oklahoma is if you look over the last 5 or 6 years, just looking at the coaches, Bob Stoops has failed to perform in big games. His teams don't show up in big games, and that's continued to happen, whether it be bowl games, whether it be big-time matchups between ranked teams for Oklahoma. So just looking at it coaching-wise, and obviously in college football, that's a huge deal. When you look at how Urban Meyer has performed in big games, Bob Stoops has had a failing record over his last 5 years in big games, so there's no way I have confidence in Oklahoma today.
No, I gotta agree with you 100%, Mo. I use that words. I don't know who I was talking to this week, but I said those same exact words. I don't know the stats, but I remember he always comes up a little bit short in those big games. Hey, Billy, let me ask you this. In terms of that Michigan State Notre Dame game. I've told Sloppy that Michigan State the last 2 years, they really have been, we talked a money line earlier, they've been a great money line play. They're getting 7.5 points. What do you think?
Well, here's the deal with Michigan State. It's not your typical Spartan defense. But I'll tell you this. You got two kids starting at quarterback, Deshaun Kizer for Notre Dame from Toledo, Ohio, and Tyler O'Connor starting for Michigan State from Lima, Ohio, right here in Lima. And one of those quarterbacks beat Ohio State last year.
There you go.
So don't take anything away from young Tyler O'Connor, his first year as starter, replacing Connor Cook after all. It feels like Connor Cook played at Michigan State for about 7 years.
He did.
But man, it's the coach. It's the coaching and it's the quarterback connection to Ohio that's worked for Michigan State. However, Notre Dame has their own Ohio quarterback. I think there's going to be too much offense for that less than stellar Michigan defense this year, Michigan State defense.
Now, guys, I'm not sure if you realize it, but as of this morning, Caliente race book and casino. So what they did is they redid their fancy race book down there. It's right across the border as you cross into Tijuana. So you don't even have to take a bus or a cab. You can literally walk to this sports book. They've got a craft beers. They got a full bar. So we haven't been down there in a while, but I've got in front of me their line. So they're officially now the point spread lines of Sports Betting Weekly, Caliente Racebook and Casino. I may not be saying that right, but I'll have it right by next week. All I know is any place where I can bet on a game, turn around, bet on a dog race, and then double down on an 8-3 is my kind of place.
I'm with you.
Yeah, so we're looking at their NFL lines. Now, I know, Billy Elvis, you mentioned a game you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, I want to start with the Browns and the Ravens. I mean, anybody that didn't think that at some point RG3 was going to get injured this year probably is either on drugs or somewhat brain dead because it was inevitable. But for it to happen in the very first game, I don't know. You got a guy named Josh McCown who's actually been more proven over these last couple of years. Is he going to be all pro? No. But can he get the job done? Yes. And do the Browns need to get a win? Well, unless you believe they're the Philadelphia 76ers of the NFL and they're trying to tank it for the top pick next year. And I know Vegas has them as by far the favorite to get the 2017 number one pick in the NFL. I think they've got some pride, and I think the Ravens aren't as good as people might think they are, especially after just squeaking by Buffalo week one. I'm almost ready to take the Browns in a close one in their home opener tomorrow.
Well, you know, you just mentioned a couple things about drugs and brain dead, so I'm going to let that one slide. Hey, Mo, is that game on your radar, or do you have another one?
Yeah, I agree with Billy in a way. I definitely think that they'll get the number one pick. Here would be my concern if I'm a Browns fan. A, you're not going to win very many games this year, and I don't think you're going to win this one either. But B, if you do get the number one pick, the likelihood of the Browns front office screwing that up is probably 100%. So either way, as a Browns fan, I think you come out a loser. I agree, Billy. I think it's going to be a close game. I don't think the Ravens are as good as they think they are. And it's possible with Josh McCown, a quarterback, who, again, took a Bears team as a backup quarterback and did pretty well with that, too. I think they do have a better chance to win tomorrow without RG3, for sure.
Now, just so you know, on the Kaliani future lines, they have the over-under for the year at 4.5 for the Browns. Without a doubt, the lowest on the board for all NFL teams.
Yeah. Why don't we switch gears and go to a better battle with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh, huh, guys?
Go for it.
Well, tell you what, that rivalry right now, in my mind, has emerged as the rivalry with the most bad blood. When Harbaugh was in San Francisco, it was the Seahawks and the 49ers, of course, but that's not the case anymore. Right now, the bad blood rivalry is Cincinnati and Pittsburgh within their division. And, they haven't forgotten what happened last year. Pittsburgh knocked them out of the playoffs. And I know Pittsburgh is a favorite, but I am not a homer. I'm a Detroit Lions fan. I was a homer with picking the Lions over the Colts last week, and I got lucky. But I think the Bengals win at the Steelers outright. Even though they don't have their number one target, Tyler Eifert, I think they get it done. I think the Steelers aren't as good as people think they are.
Well, Pittsburgh, according to the Caliente line, is -3.5. And, of course, Al from San Diego last week, he had the over because he says they don't have any defense. Well, if they don't have any defense, that kid from Cincinnati can throw the ball, Mo. What do you think?
Right.
Well, I think for sure that, the Bengals winning a close one last week definitely helps. It's tough to win to Pittsburgh for any team. And I think the biggest difference in this, I think the Bengals' defense is better. I agree with Billy. I don't think there's much defense in Pittsburgh. And I don't think Pittsburgh's as good as people think they are. But the difference maker to me is Antonio Brown. And to me, Antonio Brown is a 7-point difference alone. And I think that's why I take the Steelers in this game, especially because it's at home. If we're talking about the game being in Cincinnati, I think Cincinnati would be my pick. I think these two teams are that close. But Antonio Brown at home with Big Ben, to me, I think it's a Steelers victory, but I think it is a close game.
All right, so we're gonna see Mo from At Mo Radio Show. Can you hang on till the next segment?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and then Billy Elvis from 93.1 The Fan in Ohio. You got to take care of some business, so we'll give you some social media love over the weekend, buddy.
Got it, guys. Have fun. We'll talk next Saturday to start hour number two of Sports Talk.
There you go. And it's Sports Betting Weekly.
My buddy Mo and everybody checking in with some thoughts on these games. We'll see how it all maps out.
There you go, buddy.
All right, it's about done.
At championshipfootballs.com, they offer a 100% money-back guarantee on every single souvenir football that they sell. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. There's nothing worse than trying to find the right gift for somebody that already has everything. Whether that special present is for a Denver Broncos fan or a member of the Alabama Crimson Tide Nation. Maybe Gramps is a lifelong New York Giants supporter, or your brother-in-law is a Baltimore Ravens backer. Know a member of the Ole Miss Alumni Association? Send them the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, if your favorite pro team is the Buffalo Bills or those Minnesota Vikings, well, we're sorry about that. Also, if you're a New Mexico State Aggies or Tulane Green Wave alumnus, not much they can do. After all, the name isn't nice effort. You had a pretty good season, footballs.com. The name is championshipfootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these watcheverygame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the watcheverygame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Then you need 6BetsAGame.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6BetsAGame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sportsbooks all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6BetsAGame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Atlanta Falcons were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 10-6 with a point. But if you bet their games under the total for just the first quarter, you were 12-4. Look at the Bears. Last year, Chicago was 6-10 on the field and 8-8 against the spread. But if you bet against them in the first quarter, you cashed 13 out of those 16 bets. That's over 81%. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6BetsAGame.com. Start winning more bets now.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 858-202-0034.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly, where the public gives out winners every week. I'm Second Half Chaz, and our all-sports format reminds us how many games aren't available, unless you want to pay somebody. Well, if you want to watch every game today, there's a lot of college games. Tomorrow, you'll get every NFL game. You'll get the Red Zone. You'll get it all, and it's only basic cable and the WatchEveryGame.com box. And don't forget what Vicky says. The promo code MOVIE saves you $50, and there's free shipping. So go to WatchEveryGame.com. Now, if you're not getting in, and I know Sloppy is trying to get in, but the phone lines are full. We've got Mo from the Mo Radio Show, and that's a Twitter, at Mo Radio Show. We just got off the phone with Billy Elvis from The Fan in Ohio, and that's at Billy Elvis and at 93.1 The Fan. I think I got that covered, Mo, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty good, buddy.
Anything that jumped out at you with our conversation before we go out to Lorenzo from Arkansas?
Well, you know, I mean, what you talked about the Notre Dame-Michigan State game, and I agree there is a young quarterback from Lima, Ohio, who does play for Michigan State, who did beat Ohio State last year. But I think the difference in this game is going to be, A, you've got a more experienced Deshaun Kizer, who I think has got himself in the Heisman race. And the absence of Connor Cook, I think, is from a leadership standpoint on that football team is going to be huge today in this game. And Notre Dame knows already that they're behind the eight ball if they want to chase into that Final Four after losing their first game. So that game, to me, is going to be a big game. I like Notre Dame by 9 in this football game. The other one, to me, is a big game kicking off here at noon Eastern is Florida State-Louisville. Florida State last week loses their arguably their top defensive back. They're still playing with a freshman quarterback, and they're, according to the last one I saw, a one-point favorite over Louisville, who's number 10. I like Florida State in this football game, too. It's early kickoff, so we've got a great day of football action.
No doubt about it. I'm looking forward to that game. But speaking of looking forward to it, here's a guy who week one, first time ever calling the show, he said to us, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take $1,000, and I'm going to bet it on Houston on the money line and take the under. I'm going to make it a two-team parlay, and I'm going to buy myself a 500. So the question is, are you driving a new Mercedes, Lorenzo?
I'm getting ready to make the down payment.
There you go, baby. So who do you like this week? Give us another winner.
I'm really in love with this San Diego State minus 11 game, with the total being 50. San Diego State is playing Northern Illinois, and this is a team that's given up almost 600 yards per game on defense. So this looks like a very easy play. In fact, this is probably my strongest play of the day, San Diego State minus 11 with the under. I'm also paying real close attention to Duke plus 4 at Northwestern. Another play I'm going to have, the game between Louisiana Tech and Texas Tech, the total is 80. That number is not big enough. And not only that, Texas Tech is favored by 11.5. And I can't think of anybody that Texas Tech has ever beaten by 2 touchdowns that can score with them. Another game that I love is Wisconsin minus the 35. I like Louisville to beat FSU straight up. I also like TCU minus the 24. And in a late game tonight, a team that I've made a lot of money on, as a loser, Idaho is playing Washington State, giving up 27. I missed Idaho last week playing Washington, laying 37. And Washington beat them 59-14. Over the years, I've made a ton of money betting against Idaho. So those are the games that I'm keyed in for today. And I look to have a very good day. Last weekend, I didn't lose a game. But these games, they missed the numbers. This Wisconsin game, Wisconsin minus 35. It's a joke.
All right. I mean, you know, Lorenzo, I'm going to let you go, but I got to...
600 yards a game. Total defense. They're giving up over 300 yards a game rushing.
Right. I'm going to let you go. We got to take another caller, but I'm going to make a few comments on your remarks. Because first of all, you know what, Mo? This guy is sending me texts during the week. So, you know, I talk to the public, you know, just like me and you talk. I talk to everybody. I talk to probably 15 or 20 of them a week, especially if they've got something that's going on in the week that I'm not paying attention to. And Lorenzo really has given me a few winners in the WNBA. Now, don't get me wrong. People say, WNBA, you know, maybe you should listen to that commercial and call that number that's on the sportsbettingweekly.com website for Gamblers Anonymous. But, Mo, I'm also betting first quarters, so I think I'm way past that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. When you're breaking down quarters in the WNBA, yeah, you definitely have an issue. You know, another game that's probably going to be a stinker around the country, but there in San Diego that I like is Jacksonville with the Chargers tomorrow at the – you know, the late game on around the country. And I like Jacksonville. I thought they had a good showing last week. They had a chance to win the football game. And then Phillip Rivers, you know, has seemingly bad luck every year, loses Keenan Allen again. I like Jacksonville tomorrow in a game that most people around the country won't be paying attention to, but definitely people there in San Diego.
Yeah, I like Jacksonville. And they're, you know, they're right about just a little less than a touchdown dog. So, you know, that's a lot of points to a Charger team that gave up 30 in the second half last week. But I want to get back to Lorenzo from Arkansas. First of all, we're just really excited to have somebody from Arkansas because, you know, Maggie's putting together the pin. No, we're not talking to Lorenzo. I'm talking about Lorenzo, Steve. That's okay. We're good. Only because, you know, when Steve and I get in a rhythm on the board, Mo, you know how it is. It's like they're like your second brain or so, like an identical twin. They're right there with us. But it's been a year and a half, too, so, you know, well, hopefully he'll catch up, you know. The bottom line is I confuse a lot of people. He wouldn't be the first, and he won't be the last. But he talked about San Diego State, and they really do. You know, I'm an alumni. I'm wearing a hat. But the bottom line is they cover, and they went last year, I think, 11 straight games. Their second halves were under. He also mentioned the Wisconsin game and the Washington State game. Now, last week, we weren't missing Idaho. Sloppy gave out Washington, and we banged it hard. But the thing is, with that over in the Louisiana Tech, Texas Tech, Mo, you've been talking to me for years now. You know what I preach. If the number's the lowest number on the board, it's that way because they can't go any lower or they won't get that equal action. Guys, they're not telling you that there's 80 points are going to be scored in this game. They're saying that's the number they think they got to put it at to make the money come in both sides. Because really, in a perfect world, Mo, they take your action on the under, my action on the over, they'd go out and smoke a cigarette, they'd come back in 3 hours and pay one of us and keep the 10% difference.
Well, you're right. You know, and what line is curious to me talking about that is if you look at number 13, Iowa, North Dakota State at even. North Dakota State loses Carson Wentz, who's now obviously in the NFL, and they're putting a number 13 Iowa team who played for a Big Ten championship last year, both 2-0, but even. To me, that's such a curious, dangerous line today, but you're right. You look at it and you're like, wow, that could be some great action on Iowa.
Right.
And you look at it and you're like, oh, is North Dakota State better than I think they are? So that's a curious line to me, and I think that's your exact point where you can get into some trouble right there.
Well, they get in your head. That's all they do. They get in your head. You scratch your head.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I tweeted out that Arkansas State was playing Utah State. Utah State had lost one in nine against the spread in the first quarter. So they won once and they lost 9 out of 10. That's almost a whole season. The line's -3. So I'm thinking, what am I missing? I'm taking the 3. Yeah, it was 21-0 at the end of the first quarter. So that's what happened. So let's go out we're going to go out to Jimmy in Reno. Jimmy. You out there, buddy? Jimmy started off real well with this. He gave us Southern Miss week one. They covered easy. Last week, tough loss with UMass, getting a lot of points, but they just couldn't get any offense on the board. And you know what? when you can't get offense on the board playing Boston College, you're struggling, Jimmy.
No doubt. We had a late touchdown by Boston College that really cost us in that game. But no problem. We'll bounce back today. I have a game that I love, East Carolina +3 at South Carolina. South Carolina sits at 1-1. They really don't even deserve to be at 1-1. They beat a Vanderbilt team in their opener after being shut down for most of the game. Didn't even score in the first half in that game. Then lost to a Mississippi State team, 27-14 last week. This is the same Mississippi State team that lost to South Alabama a few weeks ago. So not a good loss for the resume there. Major offensive struggles for this unit, and just to add to that, they're going to be without a couple offensive linemen in this game. The East Carolina Pirates, they're going to rely on speed rather than size. They're coming off a nice win over NC State. They're basically going to try and force turnovers, keep the score down, which shouldn't be a problem because South Carolina can't score anyway. East Carolina 4-1 against the spread in their last five trips to South Carolina. So take the +3 points, put it in your pocket. East Carolina Pirates all the way today.
There you go, Jimmy. Yeah, you know, South Carolina, they got a new regime now because they lost their coach, Mo. But East Carolina is actually Tommy's team. Yeah, Tommy played a few snaps for the Pirates back in the day. Of course, it's been a while since that day, but that's a 10 o'clock start, and that's the beauty. I was telling the guys down at Caliente, they're giving us the lines. I said, we got to get them early, guys. We got to get them out to people because we get off the air at 9 o'clock, and there's kickoffs. There's times I've gotten shut out because I couldn't get the internet connection here in the studio, and the games are off by the time we're out of here, so you got to hit them early. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Got to be on the ball.
Yep. All right, Jimmy, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
All right. Good luck to everyone.
Yeah, you too, buddy. Yeah, and it really is. Luck, Mo, has a little to do with it. All right, Mo, we're going to let you go. Appreciate your help, as always. You gave us some winners, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a great week.
When we come back, we got Jonathan from San Antonio, 11-4 last week at Sports Betting Weekly.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner, 858-202-0034.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. And if you are calling 858-202-0034, that's our calling number. Callers wanted, winners preferred, 858-202-0034. But when we're backed up, just go to Twitter at SB Weekly or hit us up on Sports Betting Weekly Facebook page and just put your posts, your picks up there. Just put them up there. We'll count them. We're keeping track. We've got a lot of activity. First thing we're going to do, though, is welcome Johnny D to the show.
Hey, good morning. Glad you could fit me in. I'm still basking in the afterglow of that 3-1 weekend. But
well, you know what? You were so close, except for Buffalo, and hitting that three-team money line parlay.
Yeah. Hey, great show. Can't wait to get going, man. There's a game kicking off at 9 a.m., one of the games of the day. I got a quick take for you, Florida State, Louisville.
Go for it.
You know, that Louisville quarterback's getting off to a great start, Lamar Jackson. He's accounted for 13 touchdowns in two games. But that was against UNC Charlotte and a bad Syracuse team. Over to the Florida State Seminoles. They're 1.5-point favorites in this game. Kicks off in about 30 minutes. The Noles are a traditional postseason powerhouse. I mean, they've won national championships. Their running back, Dalvin Cook, will be playing on Sundays in the NFL. The Noles have been giving Louisville a pretty good beating. You know, they're in conference play now. Louisville's part of the ACC. So, I love the Florida State Seminoles to get it going. I think this game will be one of those scoreboard lighting up like a pinball, but I love Florida State. Yeah, that's my
pick. Who
guys
are the two teams?
Down to Caliente this morning, get that bet in.
Well, who are the two teams that Louisville beat already?
I off the top of my head, I don't remember.
I think it was Charlotte, right? Charlotte and Syracuse?
Yeah, that's right. They beat Charlotte and Syracuse.
And I heard somebody I was talking to go, yeah, this is Florida State. This ain't Charlotte and this ain't Syracuse.
Exactly. They played a couple of times the last few years, you know.
All right. I'm going off the board, and I'm talking now Caliente. You mentioned Caliente. Did you see where I gave you a shout-out on Facebook?
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Well, what they're doing is they're having, I think next Thursday night football, they're having a beauty contest, a bikini contest. Well, I told them having a celebrity judge is a pretty important thing to get you a lot of publicity. And knowing how many Miss Emerson contests you've been to, I just threw your name out there. They said they'd get back to me, so I'll let you know.
Yeah, tell them I'm blind. I'll wear my sunglasses, and I have to use my hands in the contest.
Yeah, you know what I told them? I said Johnny D can get to Caliente with his eyes closed, but once he gets down there, he may not blink with the girls.
Yeah, let's spend a few days.
Hey, can you hang around for this segment? We're going to go out to Jonathan
sure,
in San Antonio.
I actually have a couple of NFL picks to share with everybody.
All right, so let's go out to Jonathan in San Antonio.
What's up, guys?
Well, you know what? Congratulations again. I laughed because, you know, we're on the 1090 show in the morning with Dan Cilio on Fridays. And last week I mentioned, you know, the Thursday night game, of course, it's always been a weird game for this show because there's 100 and something games between now and Thursday. Technically, Thursday night's game counts for this show, but you really can't put any action on a game next Thursday if you don't see what happens this Sunday and Monday. Well, you, of course, had Denver on the money line. The guy missed the field goal. Denver wins the game, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't get the pick in for your pool. So you ended up still having 11 winners. Chuck from PickingDuck.com had 11 winners as well. But you had 11, and you went 11-4. So between you guys, you were 22-9 against the spread. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I actually didn't even get my Thursday pick in this week either, so. Starting behind again.
Yeah, you know, Sloppy will make fun of me. You're not starting behind me. You're right there with me because I had Buffalo.
I would have had Buffalo too. Yeah. I would have.
Good for you.
Anyway,
all right, so let's talk. You're doing really good, but you know when you're calling, you're picking the wrong game to give us.
I definitely am. I'm a little confident because I actually was on the line waiting for my spot here, and I actually heard Jimmy from Reno. He actually gave away the game I was going to give away. I'm all over East Carolina as well. So,
well, let me, Jonathan. Yeah, Jonathan. Let me
gave that one.
Yeah, Jonathan. Let me interject here. Let me interject here because this is important, guys. Where you're listening to Sports Betting Weekly, the phone lines are full. If you can't get through, go to @SBWeekly on Twitter. Post your picks. It'll count towards your record. Or you can go to Facebook, SportsBettingWeekly.com. But just because somebody else picks your game, that's not an issue. We're not asking you to pick an individual game, guys. We're asking you to help us get winners. If two or three or four guys like the Pirates, I guarantee you, Jonathan, there are people that have not even looked at that game. With all the big games on the board, you think somebody's going to be looking at South Carolina, East Carolina? Of course not. But
yeah,
because the public opens your eyes to it. So, yeah, so you got any other winners?
Absolutely. See, I'm all over East Carolina with Jimmy from Reno. And then I'm going to give away two more games. Yeah, I actually like Appalachian State at home versus Miami. Miami's going into a hostile environment. Appalachian State, guys, is a very good team. You think, you know, last 2 weeks ago, they should have actually beat Tennessee. They were up 13-3 at the half. You know, ended up losing 20-13 overtime. They're going to be at home. They're going to have the entire crowd. I think the red crowd is at 31,000. They're expecting to obliterate it. They're expecting 45,000 people there. So it's going to be a very big crowd for them. I think they're going to have to perform. The spread actually just went up to 4.5. So I would definitely take it down before it goes back down. Game starts in about 20 minutes. The other game I'm going to give you is actually, I haven't given any NFL winners yet. I'm going to give you the Browns tomorrow. RG3 got hurt, and that affected the Browns in no way, shape, or form. McCown's got to pop back in there. He's done it before. He's actually a veteran guy. He's playing the Ravens. They're at home. He actually racked up 400 yards of offense last year against the Ravens in a 33-30 win. Last year, he actually had 12 touchdowns, 400 passes. He does enough to get in there and manage the game. And I think with his veteran presence, I think they can actually get the W, but they'll at least cover the 6.5. So
all right,
Brown. And I'm on App State.
I don't know. Did you listen to the show from the beginning? And the reason I laughed is because Billy Elvis was on that game as well. And, it's funny because there's a difference between being injury prone and then getting whacked in the first game of the year, you know?
Yeah, I don't know I don't understand it, but I think it's kind of comical at this point. Like, they bring in RG3 to, like,
help rejuvenate his career and get the Browns on track, and he goes out the first game. And
yeah, like, you know what? It really is, man. It's a brutal sport. You know, you're one play away. All right, yep. Jonathan, great week again. We'll talk to you next week. All right, Johnny, give us one of those NFL games you were talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about the Green Bay Packers at Minnesota Vikings. Packs 2-point favorites, over under 43. They're opening up the brand-new U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Vikings are 1-0 with that win over Tennessee. Bridgewater's out. They traded for Sam Bradford. I'm not sure who's going to quarterback that team. But over to the Green Bay Packers. As I mentioned on this show many times, I've won more money betting on the Packers in my lifetime than any other team. Aaron Rodgers, and he got the big win over Jacksonville. He had two touchdown passes and ran for two. Jordy Nelson's back. A slim down Eddie Lacy. Here's the nugget. The Vikings defense scored two of those touchdowns in that win last week. I think there's too much offense here. Go Pack, go. I like the Packers over Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw out a tidbit that I remember last year. Very specifically, these two games they play, because of course they're in the same division. And you know what Minnesota does? Minnesota covers. I knew somebody would be on that game because we had talked about it with Dan Cilio on Mighty 1090. How that is the OU Oklahoma game and the Green Bay Minnesota game, I think, are my Saturday and Sunday specials. But you know, who cares what I say? We got to go out to Chuck from PickingDuck.com, because he's the one that really everybody should be listening to. Him and Jonathan this week, 22-9. Against the spread. Think about that. 22 against the spread winners between the two of them.
Yeah, it's pretty good. The Vikings should have a nice spread run, but this line's only 2 points. Too much offense with the Packers here.
Let's see. Chuck, what do you think?
For that game, I'm actually on the Packers on that game. I think Aaron Rodgers actually shows up and really tries to prove a point for a division rival.
Okay,
I'll move on to two games.
First, I'm going to interject, because you listen to Sports Betting Weekly. The phone lines are full. If you want to get a winner in, send it to Twitter at SB Weekly. It is Facebook Sports Betting Weekly. But if you're listening right now, you need to get a pen and paper, because Chuck from PickingDuck.com is coming on, and the only loser he's given us all year was that LSU game. Otherwise, guys, he's 5-6. In the 2 weeks that he's called. 5-1, I mean. 5 out of 6. 5-1. So I'm listening, and I got a pen in my hand. Not even a pencil, a pen.
All right, so we'll go one college, one NFL. I like the Jags, actually, at San Diego. I think the other caller sent him that.
Mo. Yeah.
Keenan Allen goes down. I think they were 5 for 5 on third down before he actually got injured, and then the second half they just fell apart. So the Jags looked great against Green Bay. They covered. You talk about Minnesota covering last year. I think the Jags were one of the top teams against the spread last year as well. So we're really high on the Jags in San Diego getting +3.
All right, one more.
So the second one is we follow a lot of the L.A. teams here, picking Ducks from L.A. We're taking BYU +3.5 against UCLA. UCLA has been really skittish. They've been kind of up and down. If you take a look at some of their play against UNLV last week, it was a really close game for most of that game. The receiving core is kind of all over the place. Nobody's really stepped up. BYU lost last week to Utah by 1. So I think they really keep it close. BYU is actually 8-3 in home openers. It's a mature group. I think the average age of those kids are 23, 24 years old, so that kind of plays a part. You know, in the fourth quarter, and some of those other UCLA kids are probably dragging by that time comes around. So we really like BYU +3.5.
Yeah, Chuck, I looked in the BYU media guide, and the number was 1.3. 1.3 is the average kids per student. Everybody hold on. We'll be right back at Sports Betting Weekly.
Do you want to win more bets starting right now? Game.com. Since it was founded in 2011, 6betsagame.com has collected every single point spread result from every single football game. That means every first quarter line, first half line, and second half line. If you're saying to yourself, so what? Remember, the sports books all have full-time departments for collecting data. That's why it's so hard to win. The bookies are very good at what they do. Here's how 6betsagame.com can help you win more bets. Last year, the Atlanta Falcons were 8-8. If you bet against them every week, you went 10-6 with a point. But if you bet
bet their games under the total for just the first quarter. You were 12-4. Look at the Bears. Last year, Chicago was 6-10 on the field and 8-8 against the spread. But if you bet against them in the first quarter, you cashed 13 out of those 16 bets. That's over 81%. Betting the first quarter, the first half, or just the second half allows you to isolate trends that will take just a little bit of that house advantage away from the casinos and give it back to you. That's 6betsagame.com. Start winning more bets now.
This is Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly, and if you watch sports, you have to get one of these WatchEveryGame.com boxes. You don't even have to be a sports bettor to know a winner when you find one. However, if you do bet on sports, the WatchEveryGame.com internet streaming box is a must-have.
Chaz, are you busy?
Honey, I'm recording a commercial for the WatchEveryGame.com box.
Oh, tell them about the movies.
Vic, I'm letting them know that football, basketball, baseball, the fights, it doesn't matter. We get them all and only pay for basic cable.
Yeah, that's all great, but let them know about the movies.
Okay, I'll tell them about the movies. Now, will you please let me finish the WatchEveryGame.com spot?
Yeah, I know. Leave me alone. I'm working.
So if you like sports or movies, use promo code MOVIE at WatchEveryGame.com and you'll save $50 off of your WatchEveryGame.com box.
It looks like we're a two-box family.
When Vince Young scored on 4th and 5 in the 2006 Rose Bowl, two things happened. The Texas Longhorns won the NCAA title and ChampionshipFootballs.com was born. From Texas to Alabama to Ohio State, and now for Super Bowl winners too. ChampionshipFootballs.com is the place for the coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed. Now, 10 years later, ChampionshipFootballs.com has the autographs, too. See if any of these names remind you of a special time in your football life. Michael Bennett, Lou Holtz, Joe Montana, Devin Smith, Jameis Winston, Rocky Blyer, Rocket Ishmael, Ara Parsegian, Mike Stonebreaker, Chris Zorich, Luther Bradley, Todd Light, Tony Rice, Lawrence Taylor, Dave Casper, Marcus Mariota, Rudy Rudiger, David Tyree. Enter the promo code RADIO and you'll instantly save $50 on any of the ChampionshipFootballs.com autographed footballs. ChampionshipFootballs.com. The coolest present they'll open that day, guaranteed.
Hey, this is an important message. I'm Second Half Chaz from Sports Betting Weekly. Sports betting is supposed to be a hobby. It's supposed to be fun. If you're hurting yourself by gambling with money you don't have, check out our website for the Gamblers Anonymous phone number.
Sports Betting Weekly.
Call us with your winner. 858-202-0034.
Sit back and enjoy the show.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Welcome back to Sports Betting Weekly. I'm Second Half Chaz. This is our 6BetsAGame.com segment. So if you're ever leading at halftime and then end up losing the game, or your team just crushing the first quarter and then they kind of fizzled out, or they mounted a big comeback, you know, you were really down, they came all the way back, they win the game, but they don't cover, you need to check out 6BetsAGame.com. They helped me win our CBS Against the Spread pool last year, the mythical bankroll. Though it lost last week, I should have had Houston in the second half, but that's a whole other story. 6BetsAGame.com. I want to mention right now, before we get back to Chuck from Picking Duck, we got Marvin from Las Vegas on the phone. We got Johnny and Sloppy's going to be joining us here in a second. They mentioned Jacksonville. I think Chuck mentioned Jacksonville. In the first half, they've lost 9 straight. So if you like Jacksonville, maybe you don't bet them early. You know, that's the kind of thing that 6BetsAGame.com does. Minnesota, I know people like Green Bay, and God bless you. Bet whoever you want. It's your dollars. You work hard to them. But in the first half, Minnesota is 10-3. 10-3 in their last 13, but it gets even better because in the game, they're 14-2. In their last 16 games, which is a whole season, they're 14-2. Tampa Bay, though, here's one. First half, Tampa Bay, new quarterback on the road, 12-2. These are all against the spread, guys. Those are numbers that only Jonathan from San Antonio or Chuck from PickingDuck.com can do. Now, Chuck, real quick, PickingDuck.com, love it, but I can't do any first half or first quarter stuff, huh?
Not at the time, no.
Yeah. I think I had my first winner, though.
Good for you.
I had my first winner. I think I'm 1-2. I'll definitely be loading up on it today and tomorrow as well. I'll be putting some picks in. Is there any limit to how many picks I can do?
No, there's no limits at all. It's an open sports book.
Well, it's your chips. How many chips you got?
Correct.
That's your limit.
Virtual sports book. Put your plays in. That BYU pick I gave +3.5. We're really big on NFL here. for our team. So college football, we're okay. I think we're still learning more. But we go back to pickingduck.com to confirm some of those bets, and a lot of those people on there are really good. And we kind of confirm that with a lot of the...
No, exactly. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. You know your audience, and they're good because our audience is good. There's people out there that are good, and they're just guys. You know, they may be cops.
Yeah.
They may be entrepreneurs. They may be, you know, own their own business. They may do whatever they do. But BYU was actually one of my picks as well. But when we got down to the final seven for the William Hill contest that Sloppy and I do, it kind of got bumped. But I'll have a little action on it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Johnny D., did you mention you had one more NFL game you wanted to talk about?
We got a lot of callers. Let me do this past the game. Nobody has mentioned San Francisco 49ers at Carolina Panthers. Panthers, 13.5-point favorites, big line of the day, over under 45.5. You know, the 49ers rocked the Rams last week on Monday night, 28-0. Their defense always plays really tough at home, but not on the road. I'm not a fan of Blaine Gabbert. I don't think he's the guy to lead this team. But over to Carolina, they won their first 15 games last year. They lost to Denver 21-20 last week and the Super Bowl. I think Cam Newton and the Panthers are an angry bunch of guys looking for somebody to take it out on, and it's going to be the San Francisco 49ers. I look for a long plane ride back to California for San Francisco. Carolina will roll all over San Francisco Sunday.
You heard it here. You heard it here. Johnny D.
Yeah, I lost you for a second. I'm still with you.
Johnny D., that was your drum. Steve got your drum set up for you.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
I've got one more game.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Go for it real quick. Go for it.
Oh, okay. This is the game of the week, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. You know, the Bengals beat the Jets last week. They lost to Pittsburgh by a field goal in a wild card playoff game last year. Here's the thing, Mo. These two teams really, really do hate each other. The Steelers rolled all over the Redskins last week, 38-16. Big Ben looked like mid-season form. I wouldn't recommend anybody trying that Antonio Brown twerking thing. I think I have a hammy injury here. A little sore this morning. But anyway, I love Pittsburgh. They'll be putting up points in the 30s and 40s all year. I've got them in the Super Bowl. I love Pittsburgh at home.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, man.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to go out right now to Sloppy. Hey, Sloppy, he was, if you watched Pittsburgh last week, he was making throws that were mid-season throws. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I mean, Antonio Brown's the best player in football. It's unbelievable to watch.
Yo, you still got to get him the ball, though. The ball was right there. I mean, it was right there every time.
Roethlisberger doesn't get enough credit for how good he is. Yeah. I think he's probably top five quarterback in the league.
And you know what? It's amazing because, as you know, if you've ever played defensive back, you really don't have a lot of time that you could stick to glue like somebody. And the longer that guy knows what he's doing and you got to figure it out because you know what you're going to do as a receiver before the defensive guy knows. And it's amazing because as soon as he breaks containment, you're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, he's the best one. It's amazing to watch. I love watching that.
All right, so you can hang for the rest of the show. We got a little bit more of the segment, so you're going to go out to Marvin.
Absolutely.
In Las Vegas.
What's going on?
Hey Marvin.
Yes, sir.
So I gave you a little social media love when I Billy Elvis, you know, took Detroit on the money line last week.
Billy Elvis, you yeah. My game go up a little bit.
I thought maybe we got to. You're gonna have to change your name to sometimes money line Marvin.
Yeah, we were trying to pick up the money line last today. So
let's talk to us. Talk to us because, like I said, I give you a lot of love. But last year, the bottom line is you gave us winners. Hell, that one week you gave us a four teamer. I think that might have been college basketball or something.
It was NFL actually.
It wasn't,
We'll just get on to the picks. I like a few college games. I'm going to pick the hard ones. I'm going to say all the easy ones. I like Ohio State on the road tonight, and I think they're going to go into Oklahoma. Oklahoma has a great, great running game with Mixon and Piran, but I just think Ohio State's defense is too good, and I think they'll slow them down. Baker Mayfield is a bit of a maverick, so I'm going to take OSU defense to go into Norman and get the three-point cover. I like all the big boys, Alabama as well. The same reason I like Ole Miss to cover in the first half, I like Alabama to cover in the game because Chad Kelly, he's a Jekyll and Hyde guy. He looks great first half, and then in the second half, I'm wondering how this guy made the team. Other than that, I do like the over in the Stanford and USC game. And at the Louisville-Florida State game, I'm going to take the Noles. I think they have a great defense, and I think this kid Lamar Jackson is the real deal, but I think the Noles defense is going to be able to slow him down a little bit.
All right, let me interject, Marvin. Hey, Marvin, let me interject here, all right? I got a three-teamer I put in when I was talking to Sloppy the other night with Ohio State, Alabama, and Florida State. I don't know if you could, do we have a kiss button where I could throw a kiss on this thing? And so appreciate that. But you know what? You mentioned Ole Miss and Alabama. I tell people all the time, with Vegas, they have such an advantage. Last year, my son and I had two different teams in the same game, and we both lost. The line moved right through the number.
Yeah.
So you can have two winners on two different teams in the same game, and nobody does that. But we do it here on Sports Betting Weekly. So if you like somebody in the first half and somebody in the second half, go to @SBWeekly or Sports Betting Weekly Facebook page and let the world know.
Yeah, there's always all kinds of action in the Vegas sports book. But up in the NFL, I like a big upset this week. I like the Cowboys are a 3-point dog. I love them on the money line this week in D.C., the way Terrence Williams ended that game with not getting out of bounds, I just think that he's going to have a big game with Josh Norman covering Dez Bryant. Dak Prescott is going to be a star born in Dallas this weekend. I love the Cowboys on the money line, +3. I love the Giants, -4.5, hosting the New Orleans Saints. And I love the over. Two quarterbacks, Eli and Drew Brees. These guys last year had 100 points. And I believe they had 13 touchdown passes between both of them. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's an easy over in that game. And I agree with Johnny D on the 3.5 with the Steelers. I don't think anybody should go into Pittsburgh right now and not at least be a 6-point dog. So I'm definitely taking the Steelers -6. This game could go into overtime because both of these teams will play well. And I possibly think this game could go under because I think the Bengals defense can slow offense down for the Steelers, and the home crowd for the Steelers can get the timing off for Andy Dalton and the receiving core over in Cincinnati. So those are my picks.
Yeah, Marvin, normally with an NFL team, if you're home, it's worth 3 points. That's usually the logic, right? So what they're saying is this is really a pick 'em game.
Yeah, but the Steelers are at home. I just don't see anybody beating them at home.
And that's my point. I think that you've got to take the home team when you can get it at an even number like that, you know?
Yeah, -3. It's right now, like I said, 3.5 is not enough for me to go against the Steelers, especially at home.
All right, just keep winning, and then we'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
All right, so Sloppy. So, yeah, Chuck from Picking Duck echoed my BYU thing, but when I'm looking at our William Hill sheet here, and I'm not doing a 7-teamer this week. because I'm giving us, that's really the best thing I could do. Don't bet it. That's when it'll come in. But we got Florida State, Central Michigan, Ohio State, and Alabama given points. And we got Colorado getting 20.5 from Michigan. We got Oregon getting 3.5 from Nebraska and Michigan State. Now, Billy Elvis wasn't really high on that Michigan State, or maybe Mo, +7.5. But you know what? We're going to take it and we're going to run with it.
Well, you got to consider the last two times Michigan State's been a 7-point dog or higher, they've won outright. So that team definitely.
I had both of those
win.
Games, and that's what I said when we were talking. You said, "How about Michigan State getting 7.5?" I said, "Anytime Michigan State is getting 7.5, they can win the game outright."
And I just signed up for PickingDuck.com, made my lock of the weekend as well, which is Florida State. So,
well,
Louisville won it.
You're
won
not supposed to give
spread.
It out. You're supposed to make them go to Picking Duck, and you can sell your picks there.
I know. I'm just letting you know that I picked as well. So my lock is Florida State.
I've said all my costs. When you buy my picks on Picking Duck, is $7.77. 777. All right, so we got a little bit of time left. Anything that nobody's covered that you want to jump on?
I'd probably have to say, gosh, we've covered a lot today. It's actually been a really good show. We've got a lot in today.
Are you saying last week wasn't a good show?
No, I feel all like right. This one went a lot more smoothly.
Yeah.
But I really do. I think that USC-Stanford game, not many people have covered. I do think that game's always close. And I'm taking the USC side here. I don't know if Stanford's for real just yet, but I feel like this game's always played pretty close except for last year. I'm taking Stanford or USC in that one.
There you go. Okay, guys, so we got it. Slop, we'll talk to you again next week. It's Sports Betting Weekly again. Go to @SBWeekly, sportsbettingweekly.com. But either way, just be cashing. Always be cashing.